Welcome everybody, Shia number 1011. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabar and Zisul, Le'ili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafu Shalema, Aliyo Ben Dina Malka Shtaka Rafu Shalema Pesach Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. And so we're just trying to finish up a few more examples here and there in reference to Mavir, like we've been explaining that it's all, basically most of Mavir is electricity issues, appliances, and so on. And then Bezras Hashem will be starting in the extremely near future the Malach of Kiboy, which is the opposite, turning off, right, extinguishing a fire and so on. Over there are some various different shilas, and we'll see how that works. Okay, so just an interesting case brings down the Sefer Chai Ha'olam, Laws of Shabbos. Lemaisa, he brings down like this that we spoke about last time from, I think if I remember offhand, it was from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. If somebody, this farm bring it down in general, if somebody rang a bell by mistake, right, they didn't realize it was Shabbos. I went to somebody's house and instead of knocking, I rang the bell, I forgot it's Shabbos. So the question is, yeah, but when I take my hand off the bell, off the buzzer, I take my finger off the buzzer, it's going to make it stop. So maybe I'm going to have to keep my finger on the buzzer the whole Shabbos. So the answer is no one should take their finger off the buzzer immediately. And that's all. So there are various different reasons. We're not going to get into everything right now. But he brings down that some other examples, interesting, which could come up. If one accidentally, he brings it down on page 129, if one accidentally pushed an electric button, such as a button that lights up, for example, somebody has a watch, right, a digital watch, whatever. They didn't realize. They pressed the button, it's dark, they want to see the time, and they pressed the button, oy, they shouldn't, then they chopped it Shabbos. So what do I do? Do I have to, but when I leave go, when I take my finger off, it's going to turn off the light. So, but still, a person has to know they have to take their finger off. And every second that they're keeping their finger on, it's continuously making the light, go. So it's a two-way, you know, a two-way street, as we call it. But B'kitzah Ma'aseh, he says, if one accidentally pushed an electric button, such as a button that lights up one's watch, or a door buzzer, like we said, a bell, a door buzzer, and then release, and then realize that it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos, I didn't realize what I did. So the person may, and should, not they just, they're allowed to, but they should let go immediately, to leave go immediately, even though by doing so, one will cause the electronic item to stop working. That's a very important thing, that the person should just leave go, and that's all, finished. For various different reasons we're not going to get into right now. Most of us could understand, but just real quickly to put it out there, it's also on Shabbos to change batteries in a battery operated appliance, obviously. Even if somebody will say, well, I'm just changing the battery and I'm not going to use it now, you know, whatever the case is, obviously it's not allowed to be done. Batteries are muksa in any case, but be it as it may, obviously that is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Now, an interesting question he brings down also on page 136. The Shaila I heard years ago, my Rebbe Reb Shlomo Perl, Zech Tzadik Livracha, used to talk about it. This must be like, I don't know, like 25, 30 years ago already. But they came out, I think it was in the 1990s, with the water, electric water meters. Right, the water company or whatever it is, New York City or wherever person lives, they have these electric water meters whereby you turn on the water in the house, and that's how they know how much to charge you for water, especially in the, you know, in the New York area, whatever the case is. But be it as it may, so the question is, could I turn on my water? Could I use my water every time I turn on my water, especially in a private house? So the meter's running, right? The meter starts running when I turn on the water. So the Maisa, they say that's not a problem. I remember Rav Shlomo Perl used to talk about that also, that it's not a problem. He mentioned other reasons. Of course, it's a psik resha. It's going to happen automatically, number one. But you're dealing with psik resha on a derabbanon. The whole thing is a derabbanon. You're making the electricity go. The water meter is going. It's a psik resha. D'loi nichale, d'loi ichbis, d'loi chlal, actually, what we call it. You know, person would rather not, that it shouldn't go, because obviously the more the meter goes, the more money a person has to pay at the end of the day, right? That's how they know how to charge a person. So Rabbi Perl used to talk about that also, that it's a psik resha and a derabbanon, the leinichle, the leichbis, the leichbis leiklal, and not just that, that a person bechalal doesn't even want it, like we said. Also another thing Rabbi Perl used to talk about, again, we're not going to get into the whole thing, there's a little bit of a schmooze in the Paiskim, reference to a psik resha that's hidden, that one doesn't see. They brought rise from the Mishabura, but we're not going to get into the whole thing right now. You could look at it both different ways, but be it as it may, bottom line is, one is allowed to put on the water, even though one knows that by putting on the water meter is going to start running. And I'm not getting into the whole issue with possibly with pumps and lights. That's not the issue. A regular New York City, a regular wherever a person lives, I say New York City, wherever a person lives, a regular water meter that just goes on regular standard electricity is not a problem. And again, usually it's in the basement anyways, and so on. So that's what he brings out on page 136. One may use water from a tap on Shabbos, even if they have a electric water meter, right? So the regular electric water meters, one may still use the water from the tap. Now, interesting, on the same note, brings on the Sefer Hilcha Shabbos, again, from the Pesachim from Rabelski, Zecher Tzadik Levrach, he brings from the Shulchan Alevi, interesting, that one who mistakenly places their hand on a doorbell. We spoke about your hand is on the doorbell by mistake. He didn't realize it was Shabbos good, so you take it off. But he says even further that one who mistakenly places their hand on a doorbell and will cause a light to go on if they remove their hand, that's an interesting case, may still remove their hand from the doorbell on Shabbos. He brings this down from the Shulchan Alevi, from Rabelski. Interesting point. By the regular bell, whatever, you take your finger off, or you have the lighters on, you take your finger off, you turn it off. So, but over here, it's really turning it on. It still brings down, you don't have to keep your finger there the whole Shabbos. That's interesting. So it's just one interesting note to keep in mind, that one who mistakenly put their hand on the doorbell and will cause the light to go on, if they remove the hand, could still remove the hand from the doorbell on Shabbos. Of course, it goes without saying, one has to be very careful, but, it happens. Mistakes happen. Okay, another interesting thing, which we spoke about quite a number of times. Of course, we know watches, we don't wind watches on Shabbos, we spoke about that. But in reference to a swing, which we spoke about also, just real quickly, he brings down from, again, the Shulchan Alevi, again, from the Pesachim from Rabelski, that one is permitted to wind a swing. Children sit in the swing. One is permitted to wind a swing on Shabbos that does not make noise. Obviously, it doesn't make music, noise, these type of things, since the swing is functional, even if it is not wound up. Obviously, if it's a swing that's not functional at all, so that's a different problem. But the regular swings, whereby it's functional, goes back and forth, so that's what he brings down. One is permitted to wind a swing on Shabbos that does not make noise, since the swing is functional, even if it is not wound up. It's an important thing to keep in mind. We mentioned this in the past from B'Shem other Paiskim too. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha, Kol Tov.